laat aand oordenking op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Good evening. I want to share from the word of the Lord found in Matthew chapter number 2, verses 19 to 20. And the Bible shows us here that Mary, Joseph, and the child had to flee because Herod sought to kill the child. Herod had a decree of death over every male-born child. There is always a strong attack on our children in the season. And there is always a strong attack on families in the season. The spirit of Herod seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. The Herodic spirit goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But I want to declare and believe with you tonight that just like Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus, you shall be guarded, you shall be guided and protected by the angels. The Bible declares that the angel appeared, and when the angel appeared unto them, Herod disappeared because Herod died. So when Christ is born, Herod dies. In other words, this season is a season of appearance and disappearance. Appearance of that which is good and disappearance of that which is evil. And I want to declare and believe with you tonight that the good will appear and the bad will disappear. That everything that represents a Herod, everything that represents evil in your life, in your family, it will disappear. And the Bible shows us that when there is a disappearance and a appearance, you must understand that darkness will disappear and light will appear. Hurt will disappear and help shall appear. Your ashes will disappear and beauty will appear. I want to believe with you that your sorrow will disappear and your joy will appear. May every sickness disappear and may healing appear. May every curse over your family, may it disappear, and may the blessing of the Lord appear over your family. I want to pray for you. May poverty disappear and may prosperity appear. The Bible says that Herod died and Christ was born. And so I want to pray for you that as we are stepping in to 2025, that everything that needs to disappear, may it disappear in the name of Jesus. And every good thing that has to appear, may it appear over your life. Now notice with me, dear listeners, here tonight, that Christ was born and Herod dies. So this season is a season of life and death. Hence, you will see so many attacks from Herod, so many attacks on the road, so many attacks of sickness, so many attacks of our people dying. But tonight, I believe that before I step into my 2024, whatever is from Herod that needs to die, it shall die. I want to pray, may poverty die in your life. May lack die in your life. May sickness die, may disease die, may curses die, may every evil cycle, every stronghold, may it die, may the suffering die, anything and everything that represents a Herod, may it die. And I want to declare with you that as you step into your new season, the season of 2025, that whatever you must give birth to in this season, whatever you must bring forth, like Mary, you will bring it forth. That miracle that you have to produce, you shall bring it forth and it shall manifest in the flesh. The angel says to Joseph and Mary, he says to them, arise, for he who sought to kill the child is dead. Notice, they arise and Herod goes down. I'm going to say it again. They arise and Herod goes down. I want to declare that in this season that you shall arise. You, Joseph, you and your family, you shall arise. For all those who are down, you shall arise. I declare it's your season to rise up. I declare you shall arise and you shall shine. For your light has come. for your time has come, for your season has come, for your moment has come. I want to declare over your life in the mighty name of Jesus, may every Herod, every Herodic stronghold that seeks to destroy you fail in Jesus' name. That's why the angel said, flee, Joseph. And while Joseph was fleeing, Herod was failing. I want to say that every enemy that has sought to kill, steal, and destroy you, they will die trying. He says, the angel says, Herod is dead and Jesus is still alive. I want to declare that you are still alive. If you are still alive, you are a survivor. Herod tried, but he died trying. And I want to declare that in the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord shall protect you from premature death. The Lord will protect you from the spirit of death. The angel says, he says, now it is safe to return, for Herod, who sought to kill the child, is dead. I declare today over your life in the name of Jesus that everything that represents Herod, whether it be sickness, everything that represents a Herod, in the form of death, it shall die and you shall live. I declare in the name of Jesus, you will not die before your time. I want you to notice this, Pastor Francis. The headlines would have said that Herod killed the boy Jesus. But now the headline says Jesus survived and Herod died. And I want to say that the Lord is changing your story. Whatever the enemy has meant for evil, God has turned for your good. Whatever the enemy has meant for your demise, God has turned around for your good. May your story change. May the headline over you and your family, I want to declare that your 2024 shall not end the way a Herod planned it. You see, Herod planned for Jesus to be dead, but instead he died. I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus and declare, and I want you to believe with me, dear listener, that your story will end in glory, that your story is for God's glory, that you and your family will make it safe, just like Joseph, Mary, and the boy Jesus, just like the family made it safe. I want to declare to into 2025, you will be safe because you are guided, and you are protected by the hand of God. You are protected by the angelic forces in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to declare with you that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. I want to declare with you that whatever the enemy has meant for evil over your family, it shall not prevail. No weapon formed against you and your family shall prosper in the season. The Bible says, while Herod was asleep, the angel came to him. While Joseph was asleep, the angel came and told him, Herod is dead. I want to tell you that while you are sleeping, you must rest in the peace of God. Because while you are sleeping, God is busy fighting your battles. While you are sleeping, God is busy fighting every enemy that's trying to fight against you. While you are sleeping, God is busy destroying every enemy that seeks to destroy you. The Bible says in Psalm 121 verse 4, the keeper of Israel does not sleep, neither does he slumber. So while you are sleeping, God is busy fighting for you. God is busy securing the victory. God is busy securing the way of escape for you and your family. And in the battle that you are facing today, I want to believe and declare with you that you shall go out unharmed in the name of Jesus. No evil shall come near you. Because the Bible says that he that sought to kill you, he shall die and you shall live. That sickness that sought to kill you, today we destroy it in the name of Jesus. That pain that sought to kill you, it dies today in the name of Jesus. It shall die and you shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I want to pray that prayer over you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray to every hearer of your word, every listener tonight, everyone connected with us on Radio Tigerberg tonight, in the name of Jesus, let them come under the protection of the Holy Ghost. Let them be guided. Let them be guarded and protected by your angels. Let their going out be blessed and their coming in be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.